Chapter 4. Europe takes form. 325 to 529. 1. Britain becomes England. 325 to 577. Under Roman rule, every class in Britain flourished except the peasant proprietors. The large estates grew at the expense of small holdings. The free peasant was in many cases bought out and became a tenant farmer or a proletarian in the towns. Many peasants supported the Anglo-Saxon invaders against the landed aristocracy. Otherwise, Roman Britain prospered. Cities multiplied and grew, wealth mounted. Many homes had central heating and glass windows. Many magnates had luxurious villas. British weavers already exported those excellent woolens in which they still lead the world. A few Roman legions in the 3rd century sufficed to maintain external security and internal peace. But in the 4th and 5th centuries, security was threatened on every front. On the north by the Picts of Caledonia, on the east and south by Norse and Saxon raiders, on the west by the unsubdued Celts of Wales and the adventurous Gaels and Scots of Ireland. In 364-7, Scot and Saxon coastal raids increased alarmingly. British and Gallic troops repelled them, but Stilicho had to repeat the process a generation later. In 381, Maximus, in 407, the usurper Constantine, took from Britain, for their personal purposes, legions needed for home defense, and few of these men returned. Invaders began to pour over the frontiers. Britain appealed to Stilicho for help in 400, but he was fully occupied in driving Goths and Huns from Italy and Gaul. When a further appeal was made to the Emperor Honorius, he answered that the British must help themselves as best they could. In the year 409, says Bede, the Romans ceased to rule in Britain. Faced with a large-scale invasion of Picts, the British leader Vortigern invited some North German tribes to come to his help. Saxons came from the regions of the Elbe, Angles from Schleswig, Jutes from Jutland. Tradition, perhaps legend, reports that the Jutes arrived in 449 under the command of two brothers suspiciously named Hengist and Horsa, i.e. stallion and mare. The vigorous Germans drove back.